Unit 1. The problem of over-tourism for destinations.
Twenty years ago, very few people thought about the impact of tourism. Today, as a result of modern developments, the tourism industry is booming and is responsible for 1 in 10 jobs globally. But it's also responsible for 8% of the planet's greenhouse gases, the displacement of local communities, and destruction of natural habitats. Is it possible for tourism to grow sustainably? And is there anything that we as travelers can do to make a difference in the places we visit? We sat down with Elizabeth Becker, New York Times correspondent and author of Overbooked: The Exploding Business of Travel and Tourism, to find out. Welcome, Elizabeth. Great to talk to you about this issue.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
The word over-tourism is used everywhere these days. What's your definition of over-tourism?
Tourism that takes over a place. It's like being flooded. It doesn't just change daily life, but culture, the economy, and the environment. Over-tourism is like planning a dinner party for 12 and 12,000 showing up.
How has the way that people travel changed in the last few years?
When my book came out, all people cared about was the tourist experience. Now, the destination is number one. And that's the way it should be. The locals are the ones who welcome people, take care of them, clean up when they leave. They have to worry about permanent damage.
What countries have figured out how to keep tourism from getting out of control?
One example is Bhutan. They're a developing country, not a lot of money. Gorgeous culture, lovely people. And they said, "This is an industry, and we're going to set the rules." It is a government regulation that you must use a licensed Bhutanese tour operator to book your travel to Bhutan.
Interesting. Have you got another example?
Of course. Another great example is Costa Rica. They emphasize their wild habitats and let tourism play a supporting role. But there is limited lodging in protected wilderness areas. And France is another good example. They understood tourism in the 1930s, when no one else did. They said, "Tourism is going to be important for our economy, but we have to make sure that it nurtures our country without changing it." Bordeaux, for example, reinvented itself to embody the essence of France, to make it so French that the tourists visiting fell in love with it and supported that Frenchness instead of asking for touristy things that were foreign to the area.
How does a destination that has more tourists than locals affect that place?
It moves locals out. They are pushed out of their own city. Just look at Venice and Barcelona. So what does that mean? That it becomes a hotel. It's not a city anymore. And without locals living there full time, you lose the greengrocer, the schools, etc. They become facades, like a movie set.
What would you recommend in order to make our holidays more enjoyable?
Well, first of all, stay longer. Stay for a couple of weeks instead of 3 to 4 days, so you have time to really see, taste, feel, and learn what it's like to live where you are. Second, choose a less popular destination. This is probably the most impactful thing you can do to reduce over-tourism. Third, book any organized tours with locally owned and operated companies that keep group sizes small.
Any other tips you would like to share with us?
There are so many. Another one is respect where you're going. Think about it this way. Would you want to be walking down your own street and see the tourists behaving inappropriately, disrespectfully, or dangerously? Treat your destination like your own neighborhood, and everyone, including you, we'll be glad you did.
What about learning the local language? How important is that?
In my opinion, this is very important. By taking the time to learn the basics, hello, goodbye, how are you, and most importantly, thank you, you're showing the people who live there that you've invested in their language and want to immerse yourself in their culture and way of life.
When is the best time to travel?
If you're still planning a trip to a more popular destination, choose to travel in the off-season and visit attractions in off-hours during the week, not the weekend.
Elizabeth, have you got any final advice for our listeners?
Treat travel as the privilege that it is.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for sharing your thoughts with us. What I have learned in this interview was that travel is a privilege, not a right. It's our duty as travelers to treat the places we visit with respect, to recognize that these places and people we're visiting have a valuable history and culture that deserve attention, not only to benefit them, but also to enrich our own lives.